Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, everybody? You tuned in to Bang Out Radio right here, Sexy Saturdays, October 22nd, 2011. It's your girl, Amanda Baby G, holding it down on this lovely, sexy Saturday, doing my thing. Call in. Let me know what's going on in your world this weekend, what's going on for this tonight, or what kind of night you had yesterday. Let me know, because Friday was banging. I heard a lot of things were going down, and everybody was parlaying. So let me know. What's up? Give me a call, 661-621-7559. As well, hit me up on my Facebook, Amanda Baby G, as well as on my Twitter, MZZBABYG. Call in. Come chat with me. Let me know, you know, what you want to say. Of course, I got some new music for you today. Coming from some hot artists, R&B artists, rap artists, everybody in the game, in the indie music, you know, industry doing their thing. So I'm excited to get into it. So let's do it.
Hey, fellas. This song's for you. The one you whisper in your ear. Tell you things you want to hear. So just relax and let me take control. Just like this.
I want to lay it down. Can't wait to hear your sound. Feel your warm breath down my neck and I'm gonna touch you there, kiss you everywhere. I wanna switch positions, I wanna get on top and take control, and I'm gonna lay you down. I'm gonna love you down, babe. Let me love you right now. Let me kiss you right now. I wanna make love to you, baby. Know how much love I got for you. Let me love you right now. Let me love you right now.
Let me love you right now.
Let me kiss you right now. I wanna make love to you, baby. With all the much love I got for you. Let me love you right now. Let me kiss you right now.
What's up, good everybody? It's your girl Amanda Baby G. Of course, that was me. Well, let me love you right. You know, I had to play my song. It's only right, right? Yeah, so we tuned in right now. You tuned in, I should say, to Bang Out Radio, Sexy Saturdays with your girl Amanda Baby G holding it down. Of course, we got to have a topic of the day. As usual, you know what I mean? No special guest with us today, but I do have a special co-host that I definitely want to introduce. I'm sure you heard her before on other shows. She called in showing love and support Bang Out. So let's go ahead and bring my girl Reese in on the line. Reese, you on?
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, so, you know, we like to jibber-jabber and talk and gossip and basically we talk shit but speak that real at the same time. So let's get into this topic of discussion. Now, I know everybody knows about being on welfare. I know everybody's been on it. I know everybody, you know, it's a helping hand at the end of the day. It's to basically be there to help you when you can't support yourself or when you can't find a job and when your unemployment is cut off, basically. But let's talk about the people who actually abuse welfare, who use it too much. And basically, like I heard before, use it as a career. They live off of welfare. Either they, you know, have baby after baby, or they apply after apply, and never go to the game, never go to a game meeting, nothing. I know, I've been there before, I know how it is. Everybody, you know, needs a helping hand at the end of the day, but it's just like, you don't have to live off of it, you know what I mean? And then, especially going to the welfare office, and you see these mothers come in, and they have their kids, and their babies, and it's just like, they really trying to play the part. Like, why you come in looking all fabulous, wearing heels, you know, all done up like you about to go to the club, have
and
your, you know.
Wearing diapers below their knees sagging.
Right, exactly. Like, and your kids over here wearing pajamas, you know, or mismatching, or all that. It's just like, wow. Like, what is going on? Exactly, it's crazy. I just don't understand it. Like I said, I mean, it's cool to be on welfare. I'm not, you know, if you on it, I'm not, you know, saying nothing negative about it. But if you out there grinding, hustling, and still trying to make your way, I mean, that's good. You know, more power to you. But I'm talking about the people out there that are abusing it. people that are using it and just not, you know, doing nothing with their lives. Just, you know, collecting that money at the end of the day, calling that number on the back of that card and making sure they get their money every day. That's all.
Making sure their QR7 is filled out every 3 months on time.
Yeah, all that. Exactly. But I, you know, like I said, I've been on it before. I've seen it going to the welfare office and seeing these ladies or these mothers come in and looking all done up and looking all spiffy, looking like $1 million. And you see their kids and it's just like, wow, like, did you even take him a bath today? Did you, you know, something, you know? It's like, if you're going to play the helpless part, play the helpless part, you know, play by all aspects. Don't just do it halfway.
They're looking like they're going on a job interview. Your kid's looking like you just got him from the ghetto rejects junkyard.
I know. Man, we got a call on the line already. Don't want to jump into the conversation. Let's go ahead and get into it without further ado. 2099, you on. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hi, what's good? This is MKC from Washington, D.C. It's posted up at work. Air Hustle. You know, I got a good topic going on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you. Appreciate it. So what do you got to add on to it?
But before you get into that topic, I didn't know that was your song. You need to email that song to me so I can have that on my phone and on my iPod.
Okay,
that's called love.
For real, I like that song. I didn't know who was singing that song. I think it was somebody else wanted to find out who was singing that song, but they didn't know who.
Oh, so, yeah, that's me. That's me.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's me. Thank you, appreciate it.
She got more. Nah, she got more from the trust and belief.
Okay, that's what's up. But y'all right. You know, I don't understand. You could get up and take care of yourself, but you can't take care of your child. Like, I just left apartment. I moved out of my apartment, moved in with somebody, you know, try to be drama free, but like the shit I seen in the house is just straight up just lazy bullshit. Don't make no sense. Like you don't want to change your baby diaper because
it's
makes
like
you throw
they
up.
Got somebody here, they got somebody else there that can help them, that'll take care of it for them, so they get lazier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit, actually, I knew this person was always lazy, but, like, she didn't have a baby at this time, but now, like, she's pregnant, and she don't even take care of her own child. Like, she did work at first. I gave her that. Now she got fired. Now she's supposed to be at a stay-at-home mom, and she can't even do that. Like, there's three niggas in the house, a baby and her. And she does not participate in cleaning, cooking, and taking care of her child. Like,
she's rolling with that's a dirty right there.
Yeah,
I can't do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. And you know, it's like you're supposed to take your child a bath like every day before it goes to bed. Like when they
not
put this nigga in the bath,
day,
or when I put this nigga in the bath, this nigga got a ring around the bathtub like a nigga.
Wow.
Yeah.
No stop.
Yeah, for real. Like, I just moved out of the place today and moved in with the home girl because it was just too much shit going on. Like, I did not like washing dishes. Like, they were like, I don't even make dishes. If I do, I wash my own shit.
You never bring it up to it?
We all had conversations. I let the motherfuckers know. But when they so motherfuckers set in their ways, they refuse to do something. Like, me and the homie, we told them, like, plenty of times, like, y'all ain't washing dishes. I'm going to get to it and never get done.
She shouldn't have been setting them ways. If she was cleaning and all that before she had the kids, you would think having kids would make you be on it more, you know, 10 times more fault. That's a backwards female right there. I'm sorry. I was cleaning all that before I had my daughter, and now everybody called me a germaphobe. I'm scrubbing corners with toothbrushes and all that
exactly.
Shit.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. I don't like it. I'm like when I was so young, my mom used to just have me clean up everything. So, like, when I go to other people's houses, if I see dishes in the sink, I automatically do it. And it's like, you know what?
Pick it up, yeah.
I'd be like, that's what you have to do. I even got on one. She was like, thank you, one time. It was last Saturday, matter of fact. I was like, thank you for washing dishes. I said, shit, dishes. She said, it ain't even your dishes. I said, I know it ain't mine, but I'm here. You got to do what you got to do. Sometimes you don't want to do it, but you got to do it. And she said, ah. She was like, ah. Are you calling me out? I said, shit, if you're getting offensive, hell yeah, I'm talking to you. I do what I do. I was like, nah, I'm keeping it 100 with you. You don't do what you got to do. And that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's crazy, though.
You know, trifling women. Like, a lot of these women out here are smart, smarter than men. And they got brains, but they don't want to use it because they so lazy. They just want to sit on their ass and wait on their dick on them and collect the check.
Like, if they're using, they running their dick. Oh, hey, that's what I'm thinking, because I tell a nigga straight out, hold the fuck up. That was clean before you used it, right? Yeah, okay, so it should be clean when you're done. My daughter comes first. Then it's me, and then it's that nigga. They need to understand that. If they want to put themselves in that cycle, then they can go right the fuck ahead. But if you can't catch on to my train, there's no way for you to ride it. Because my daughter's learning how to be clean through me, and I'll be damned if I let a dirty person come up and intrude. I'll set them straight. No, wait, you don't want to. Get out. You don't pay this. Get out.
Yeah. For real, for real. So. Yeah, it's a good topic because it's too many of them lazy and just trifling. They know better. But they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you would think the motherly instincts would kick in by then, but it takes people longer than usual, or it takes people longer.
They would never grow. Never.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, unfortunately.
I don't give some people that, man. These kids be end up in foster homes because their mama don't want to take care of business.
Mm. Or their mamas are too busy taking care of other business instead of their kids.
Mm. True.
It's not about you no more. Stop being selfish, take care of them kids.
That's what's up. I heard that. Well, let's get into some more music right now. Don't go anywhere. Still stay tuned in. It's Sexy Saturdays right here with your girl Amanda Baby G. And, of course, my special guest host, Reese, in the building. We holding it down. Let's get into some music right now. We'll be back with some more convo on this welfare topic.
Fuck all you hoes.
I'm so classy, da-da-da-da, you're so mad, my bad. I'm so classic, you're so mad. I'm gonna fake your whole life, baby, that's so sad. Them niggas take me for my, she wanna drink about my, I make them pay me for my, so what you think about my juice, yeah, my juice. Couldn't get a break. My nigga worked until the great, but I'm just trying to roll a tape. I'm living in the state where the crabs in the lake, and everybody want the crumbs up the plate you never ate. Is it cause I'm undeniable, or is it my fate? I swear the people I'm around, they get me feeling like a great. I think it's catching up, man, a reefer and a drink. I'm trying to slow down 30, 28 like you can't. The fuck did you think, man, his life is but a gamble. I don't think the pressure's greater than the weight that I can handle. I'm flipping through the channel, blowing cushions through the roof, trying to see it, honey, bam, before they take me from my juice. I'm so classic, you're so mad. Gonna fake your whole life, baby, that's so sad. Them niggas take me for my, she wanna drink about my, I make them pay me for my, so what you think about my? I'm so classic, you're so mad. Gonna fake your whole life, baby, that's so sad. Them niggas take me for my, she wanna drink about my, I make them pay me for my, so what you think about my juice? Yeah, my juice. Ay, my juice, but my juice. I be thugging out in public, hoes love it. I be buzzing with a bottle of Moscato, blow exotic by the onion. Occasionally with models and Ramadas getting blunted. Y'all niggas want the honey, but I just want the money. Y'all funny, but I'ma go and hit it with the razor. Try to scrape up all the paper, make the cheese like the Laker. My clique so militant, we something like the Taker. Keep talking at your real, but got potential of a faker. Just because you got a gun, don't mean that you will shoot it. Yeah, I been off the rack, you put a tennis ball through it. I been slipping through the channel, only cause you do pull the rope. I'm trying to see a 100 bands before they take me from my juice. I'm so classic, you're so mad. I'm gonna take your whole life, baby, that's so sad. Them niggas take me for my, she wanna drink about my, I make them pay me for my, so what you think about my, I'm so classic, you're so mad. I'm gonna take your whole life, baby, that's so sad. Them niggas take me for my, she wanna drink about my, I make them pay me for my, so what you think about my, my juice. Yeah, my juice, ayy, my juice, but my juice, ayy.
What's good, everybody? Be back. It's your girl Amanda Baby G right here on Sexy Saturdays on Bang Out Radio. We doing our thing right now, holding it down. We in the conversation mode right now, talking about people abusing welfare and not holding it down in the household, not taking care of their kids and just living off of welfare, not trying to be on that grind and look for a job or some other alternative. You know, at the end of the day, it's free money, but it's not always free. Is not always right. You know what I'm saying?
Is for those of you who can't, let me say, don't have any other option but welfare because of their, let's say, what?
Disability.
Yeah, disabilities or just because they can't do nothing else or those, there's a difference. You cannot be on GR and, oh no, on GER. You can't be on GER and live off of your families and just expect stable income coming in because you're lazy, or for those who have other reasons like a disability and they don't have any other options, that's okay, but they're trying to do other things that what am I looking for, that make up for that, like what, community service to the city or something.
Yeah, but like I said, I mean, It's hard to do things and to, you know, establish your life. Like I said, welfare is there to help you out. It's not there to live off of. Don't make it a career choice. I mean, free money, of course, that's cool. But at the end of the day, not all, like I said, like, how can you living with yourself. You know what I'm saying? I can see if you were a single mother. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's hard when you're a single parent. Welfare is your choice. It does help you out. Unemployment is your choice. It does help you out. But that shouldn't be your only option. Especially how they be treating people. You know what I mean? Up there, like, they be turning people dirty like they just scum of the earth and like they come in like they poor or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure some people are, you know, not wealthy or, you know, really low income or no income.
What they fail to understand is it's because of us, the ones that are on county and all that, that your ass got a job, okay? Because if we weren't in there applying, you wouldn't have nobody paying you from your 9 to 5. So I tell them, I'll pay you. You kiss my ass.
It's crazy. It's so crazy. But like I said, I mean, people who live off of welfare, I mean, there's other options. There's other things to do. Stay on your grind. I know single mothers out there that are on welfare. I know single parents just in general who are on welfare and still trying to find a job, still doing other things to get their life established and to get their family established and everything other than just the support of welfare or unemployment, so on and so forth.
And at the same time, they're teaching their kids that, you know, you don't have to depend on, you know, people out there that's helping you. They're trying to teach them how to do it themselves by, you know, not involving them in the whole welfare circle. Because I don't take my daughter nowhere that, you know, has to do with that. But I take care of it, and I'm teaching her how to do things on her own. You don't need to depend on this person for that. You don't need to depend on that person for that. My daughter's 5, and unlike half the kids that be at that GR building, and yes, I said unlike half the kids that be up there at that county building, my daughter be looking G'd up. Now, my hair, my body, I take care of my hygiene, yes, but my personal appearance, if you don't like it, I don't give a fuck, because I'm not with you, I'm not dating you, you ain't paying my bills, and you're not my mama, so that's all that matters. But my daughter looks 50. Everybody's like, oh, she's so cute. My daughter knows how to say thank you. She's not big-headed unlike the other kids that be up in the county building running around smacking people that they don't even know with their toys or taking things like their gum and throwing them in the back of people's head. I wish a kid would give up. Girl, do you know I done cursed out some kids at that county building and told their mama, come on?
We didn't have fights in the parking lot? Nah.
Fuck the parking lot. We already up in here. We know that there's no weapons up in here, so we can do this right here. The security guy, hey, what's up, my nigga? You know the deal. About to take us to the bathroom real quick. He'd be like, I got you. I got you, Reese. I got you. I'm like, yeah, just blow your little whistle when they're on their way, okay?
Too much. Man, you tuned in right now. It's your girl, Amanda Baby G, of course. My special host, Reese, in the building, holding it down. Making you laugh, of course, and speaking that real in general. That's how we do. You tune in to Bang Out Radio. It's Sexy Saturdays right here on this lovely Saturday. We'll get into some more callers right now. Miss Topaz, you on live. How you doing, ma?
What's good, everybody? This your girl, Topaz of the Shea, Sexy Saturday. I'm Bang Out Radio. What's good, y'all?
What's good?
Everything is good. I'm finna give y'all up to speed on Bang Out Radio, of course. We had the Bang Out Radio late night show last night. It was awesome. You know, hosted by me, of course, and a couple callers. We got the new Bang Out Radio website, so all you indie artists, supporters of Bang Out Radio, go make a profile, you know what I'm saying, at bangoutradio.com. We got the Name That Tune contest coming up on Bang Out Radio, everybody, so you guys look out for that, too. We got a couple more things going on with the magazine, of course, so all you indie artists that wants to get in the second issue of the magazine, get at me, Topaz and Shay on Facebook. The first issue will be dropping, everybody, so... You know, dropping a little knowledge here on Bang Out Radio, you dig? So, we're getting it in.
Yes, we are excited. We can't wait for all that to drop. Of course, the magazine.
Yes. And for all of you guys that don't know me, of course, everybody does. You know what I'm saying? We're celebrating the 1 year of Bang Out Radio coming soon, everybody. Yes, 1 year anniversary of Bang Out Radio. So, it's going to start Monday. It's Supreme and with Dagger, everybody. So you guys be on the lookout for that, too. So
yes, that's
we getting
up.
It in. we're getting to end. We're getting in. I see y'all topic of the day, you know, pretty, you know, straightforward for those that don't have another option, you know what I'm saying, in life. But it's always options in life to do better than, you know, the county building, welfare, whatever you guys are talking about. You know, a lot of people think that's their only choice, but it's not. Leave it up
exactly.
to me. You know what I'm saying? I do a lot of things. I got Bang already. I started a year ago. You know, got the magazine. It's a lot of things I'm doing. It's never an option to stay in one spot, but a lot of people hate to take chances, and that's what's wrong with society today. They don't want to take chances. You have a family, you have kids, you have to take that sacrifice for your kids, you know. You have to go out and make something better for your kids, because if your kids seeing you just sitting around not doing shit, they're going to do the same thing when they get older, you know. They
look exactly.
So, you know, if they feel they have to go to the county building with you, you know what I'm saying, they feel that, hey, they have to go with their kids when they get older, no. You know, it's never like that. So, you know, a lot of people don't want to take chances, and it's sad to say. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in my camp, you know what I'm saying? If you don't want to take chances, you don't belong in my camp. That's all I got to say. You know? It is what it is.
I heard that. I heard that.
You know? But that's just to drop a little knowledge. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong about, you know what I'm saying, getting assistance, but you don't have to be on that shit forever. You don't have to, you know, die on the shit. You don't never have, you don't say, get old, say, I never did nothing because I'm always on welfare. No. You don't have to do that. You know, a lot of people think that's all that's there, but it's not. You know, me personally, to be honest, a 9-to-5 is not for me, because I need to do something that I love to do. You know, you can always have another source of income that's real and legit and make money twice as a 9-to-5. You dig? So
yeah, I heard
that's
that.
Where it's at. You know?
That's what's up. Hope has been saying up here to spend that knowledge. You know what I mean? On Sexy Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, no. Exactly.
It's just real. I mean, I'm like, okay, the topic is because I really didn't hear it and I didn't see it. So I'm like, you know, I'm telling a lot of single moms, there's nothing wrong with it, but you could always go to school and better your life, or you can take a, you know what I'm saying, take a chance and do your dream. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to sit on your dream because you have kids. Everybody think, oh, because I have a kid, I can't do it. That's not true. If you got love and support with your family, you can do anything, you know? So don't think you have to sit on welfare because you can't do nothing because you got kids and it's the only option. It's not.
Exactly.
So, you know, but a lot of people may, you know what I'm saying, disagree with us. They figure like, oh, this is the only thing I can do. And fine. You know, a lot of time you can't change people, you know what I'm saying. If they're so used to something, it's going to, you know what I'm saying, that's what they're used to, you know.
Exactly. Everybody has their own point of view, you know, their own outlook on life. And if you limit yourself and you have your limitations, then that's you. But sky's the limit at this point.
The show is, like, you know what I'm saying, you have to for your kids. If you got kids, go out and get that career, because when you go on and leave this earth, they can continue your legacy. You feel me? So that way your daughter won't have to be out there doing what she's doing. Your son don't have to be gang-bang. You know what I'm saying? You don't want your kids to do that. You want your kids to know the life of taking care of yourself, because, for one, with a daughter, ain't no man going to take care of you. You have to take care of yourself. For two, you know what I'm saying? Man, I don't want my sons to be on no street gang bang and get shot up. You feel me? So I'm building a platform, you know what I'm saying, for my little ones, you know? So that's how you have to
be. Exactly. So you're looking at the future bang out.
Right, you have to. You feel me? Bang Out Radio, Fresh Flavor Magazine, you know what I'm saying? I'm Watch TV. I mean, new single going hammer on you, house. You feel me? We
all
getting
that.
It in. You already know what it is. All that. So
I
here's
heard
the 61, everybody. We got the Players Ball Course hosted by me, Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? All the players come out and play. You feel me? Dressed to impress, ladies. Fellas, don't come in no T-shirt, no basketball hat. You know what I'm saying? Come in your players figure, dig? And then we got special performances. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that we got going on, positive things. Bang Out Radio giving back, you feel me? So be on the lookout. And I know you have a guest on here, by the way. Hello. You know, I was like, who is that on there? I couldn't even hear the person. I'm like, who is that, you know? Who is she?
She call in every time she get a chance. That's our girl, Reese. Yeah.
I never hear her. Okay, well,
hello.
Welcome, Reese. Welcome, girl.
Thank you. I congratulated you on your first year back out when I was on the phone with Cream.
Oh, yeah. Now I know. Okay. Now here. Because I wasn't sure of the voice, because I'm looking like, okay, I heard that voice, but I really wasn't sure. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, they're all family. They consider you family, so of course you're more than welcome. I met you, too, at Mazika's, right?
You did?
Yeah, I met you at Mazika's. Amanda, baby, you took
girl.
Me for my first night, and you were just promoting as usual, hey?
Hey, girl, I'm talking to so many people, shit, ain't I? You know, I got to see. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a solid of tomorrow.
Like I said, you more than welcome because you be going off on the Freedom Show. I'll be like, this girl.
thank you.
You know, you more than welcome, you feel me? We trying to, you know what I'm saying, get it in, you know what I'm saying? And big shout out to all the haters, you know. I just love you guys, too. It wouldn't be possible without you guys. You know me, Amanda. I have to be so. I'm being real. Much success to everybody that's out there grinding, you know. So get at me, you feel me, if you wanna get out there and make that cheese, you feel me. I need go-getters. I need hustlers. I need everybody. I need somebody. I need people that are really, really trying to do something positive. You dig? That's
exactly
what I'm talking about.
Devoted
you know,
to making a change.
Yeah, that's the girl, Pope has to say.
But
yeah, I love you guys. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Reese, Amanda, I mean, I love it. I love you. Keep doing your thing, girl. Sexy Saturday.
Yes. All up in your ear. That's what's up, ma. Talk to you later.
All right, baby.
All right.
Yes. That was our girl, Topaz Lachey, the boss lady herself, holding it down, always coming in, showing love to each and every show, Monday through Sunday, doing her thing as well on Thursdays and Fridays. You know, you get to hear her lovely voice. She be hosting, too. She's not only a boss, but she's also a host, and we love that. We appreciate that as well. And, Sexy Saturdays, every Saturday from 12 to 2. It's your girl, Amanda Baby G, and, of course, my special guest, Reese, in the building. Talk about people on welfare and, you know, making it their career, in a sense.
Living off of family
and welfare. Yeah, that's not cool. Living off of family and welfare. Dang. That's like
working the job, huh? Hey, cousin, you got somebody staying with you? Can me, my baby mama, and three kids come through for the weekend? Then it'll be like 4 weeks later. We ain't got nowhere to go. But I did some food stamps. I can give you half of them.
Right? Like when did this turn into a negotiation?
Okay.
Like, it's supposed to be the weekend. What happened?
It's a long-ass weekend.
Right? Just like a new company coming in.
Like, hey, they done took over your daughter's room.
Right? You're like, whoa, wait a minute.
She's like, hold up. When they put the bunk beds in the living room, where the hell was I?
Man, you tuned in right now. It's Bang Off Radio, all up in your ear. We holding it down right now. Sexy Saturdays with your girl, Amanda Baby G. Of course, my special co-host, Reese, in the building. Always be showing love on Bang Off Radio, so we doing our thing right now. Of course, you want to get into this topic with us and chit-chat with us and talk your shit or say your piece, whichever. 661-621-7559. Of course, log on to bangoutradio.com. Make a profile. You could also click on there and listen to the show as well. You can also, you know, click on there. Instead of calling, you can go online, hit us up. We doing our thing right now, so let's get into some more music right now. You know, we have all these indie artists out there doing their thing. We paying homage to them, and on their grind, we see them. So let's get to some more hot tracks right now, and you'll be back with us right here on Sexy Saturdays.
That's the
thing. Give me my money.
Love us, we can't be. No, that'll never work. But we can't creep and do what's after flirt. She wanna be my main squeeze, like ain't none after her. Asking why they call him dudes, wishing that I was her first sex nerd. Never had a bad report card. like a lollipop. Please don't bite, it stays hard. She reneged right after we dealt cards. That's why you found them rubbers in the backseat of my car. Know how I get down. Late night sex creeps when I'm arriving in town. Wanna be the PG on my starting team, but questions me when the teammates get more play than she. See, really, PT ain't the love type. Mr. GD, dick it down, you play the game right. Silence is the key to the sex life. Sit behind those, feeling high when I lay down the pipe. Can't keep secrets, her mouth is too big. It's gonna be like that if you would be good, dick. She was a good chick, now she's a bad girl. Once I've been to over, she hasn't been good since the past nights when she had her act right. Late night calling me good dick in the life. For the time, with gossip running off her tongue, now she calls and only gets a dial tone.
Really come here to Young
yeah.
Sue.
Get them.
You ready?
Holla at me, homie.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dark side. It's the
yeah,
man.
What do I see? See a bad little chick and she eyeballing me. I said, what's your name? She said, Denise. Hey, girl, what you mean? Say, you ain't with me. Quarter past three, she leaving with me. Nah, back to my crib, we gon' hit the sheets. I believe what you said, that you give good head and you like getting dick. More than you like getting licked. Get it, got it, good. Okay, now that's answer the good. Turn around, baby, throw it back on the wood. But let me make it feel like a real nigga should. One night stand, we can play that game. It's round three, next time, boy, change. Turn around, baby, let me beat it out the frame. Okay, hey, let me beat it out the frame. Levi.
Girl, we can do this right now. Yeah.
What's good, everybody? We back. It's your girl Amanda Baby G. Of course, we in the building. Sexy Saturday. It's every Saturday from 12 to 2, holding it down right here. My special co-host, Reese, in the building as well. We over here discussing about people on welfare, abusing welfare, male or female, doesn't matter. Single parents, it doesn't matter. I mean, people just be abusing.
They be trying to find more keys to put on today's case.
Dang, I never heard that one, but dang. That's a first for me.
Or the ones that by having any more kids, you cannot add them onto your case, as in getting cash, but you can get food stamps and Medi-Cal for them. But you can't get cash, but they sit there and argue up and down with their workers that they need the cash. Well, stop having babies and you won't need the cash.
Okay. Simple as that. Not rocket science. But it was a bit though, like at the end of the day, like I feel like that's really messed up to have all these kids and put them in that situation to where you know you can't afford them, you know you can't support them financially, and you know, they only give you so much at the end of the day, you know?
It ain't even that. Throughout the pregnancy, you got 9, maybe 10 months, depending on how long you can hold your child, or, you know, if you're going to premature labor. But you got a minimum of 7 months at least to get your shit together, straighten up. And if you can't act right, fly right, do none of that shit the right way, get, you know, your priorities straight so you can take care of you and your child, or let me rephrase that, so you can take care of your child and you. You have options, you know, fire station say no names, no questions. I'm like, damn, if you don't think you can sit there and support the child the way that at least you were supported or better than you were supported, you have options not to terminate your pregnancy, but to give the child a chance to have a better life than you can give it. Let's see, agencies, foster care, of course you're going to be placed for a minute, but I can't say children are like puppies. If you get them young, you can mold them to the way that, you know, you want them to be as you grow older. But it kind of comes to mind. But, you know, you take care of the kids, you give them a better life, and you don't put them through all the struggle and shit that you have and that you know you're going to put them through. Think about the shit when you're pregnant or before you get pregnant so you won't be forced with an ultimatum of kill the kid, get rid of the kid, or keep the kid. Okay.
Yeah, that's so true. That's very true. Or too, like I can't stand women that sit there and, you know, they love their partner to death, you know, their guy to death, and they just sit there and just have babies and have babies and have babies. It's just like, you do have a say so.
Ladies, a little word of advice: no matter how many babies you push out, get cut out, or fall out, the nigga ain't gonna stay if he don't want to.
True that. Exactly. That's definitely speaking that real. But too, it's like, if you can't afford your children, don't have them. I mean, they're a wonderful thing, don't get me wrong. It's a blessing. But I mean, you have to be able to afford your blessing at the end of the day. You do.
No, it's just, like you said, it's not rocket science. If you cannot afford yourself and your habits, you cannot afford a child.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Got my thoughts thinking right now, like, what else? Got my thoughts, like, I'm going to be thinking of people that I know.
Look, don't live off of county. Sir, and your family, okay? If you have 2 feet and 10 toes, which I call the 2-10, you can get out and make something about yourself. You could do something. I know niggas that sit there and stand in front of stores and ask for money. That's just to bring food home to their kids. It may not be a job, but to them, they're doing something. It's shown that they're doing something. They're not just sitting there watching their kids starve.
But sometimes people who do be panhandling at the stores and stuff, most of the time are older people, and you don't know if they have kids or not. It may be for their own habits. they can't afford, whether it's alcohol, whether it's drugs or whatever. Like, sometimes they be trying to give you a story, and it might not be so true.
The excuse, the most recent one I had was it on Friday. I was at the liquor store, homeboy was like, excuse me, ma'am. I'm like, nigga, don't call me ma'am. I am not old. He's like, I'm sorry, miss, I'm sorry. Do you have a dollar or two to spare so I can catch the bus to Lancaster? I said, you know what? I started laughing. He's like, what? I said, you told me that about 3 weeks ago. You said the same thing, and I came back an hour later. Your ass was still standing here. You done missed two buses. You got me fucked up. What you want? He was like, dang, like that. I said, okay, I'm going to put it to you like this. If I give you this dollar something and I come back in 2 hours and your ass is still here, I'm getting my dollar something back with interest. He's like, for real? I said, yeah. So what do you want to do? He's like, you could keep your dollar. I said, thank you.
Wow.
I mean, I understand if they would have came at me, look, I'm low on funds. I'm out here. I'm being a bum right now. I ain't got nothing better to do or whatever, and I'm thirsty as fuck. Fuck a Sprite. Can you give me a 2.11? You know, that's the cheapest tall can beer right there. It's like $1.21, $1.17, $1.11, something. I don't know, but it's under $2. Can you give me this beer? That's all I want is a beer. Here you go, nigga. You better wait till it get hot and drink it out of a straw. You catch a better buzz. Okay.
Wow. People is really crazy out here. That's insane. I don't even know that.
I know
but I mean, honesty is the best policy.
Yeah.
People, honesty is the best policy. Be real. I mean, you see people out there with the signs and everything, knowing that they get in GR, they having some nice clean shoes on, nice clothes and everything over there, handing out, you know, standing out there in the corner with a sign talking about I'm hungry. Okay, you hungry, but you could
have put that on, nigga. Pawn a Jordan, motherfucker. You get $45 off of your right foot alone.
Really though, I mean, I just be like, people, really? Like, okay, you hungry or some, you know, they'll say, come up with some random stuff. And I'm like, okay, sometimes you gotta look the part. I understand sometimes, but I think sometimes it's just too much. Like, you can really tell someone's really homeless, and you can tell someone's just panhandling.
The eyes don't lie. The eyes don't lie. Or the smell.
To that.
Oh no, I hate the ones that I don't know, niggas, mostly niggas. If I ever find a female like this, I swear to God, I'm putting on a blast in front of everybody like it's a fucking parade, okay? But niggas, don't act like it's cool to get up and just take a bath in your Axe, in your cologne, in your must of the day. I said must, M-U-S-T, not M-U-S-K, okay? In your must of the day, and be up in people's faces like, you the business. No. Lust on cologne makes it nastier. The stink overpowers, okay? And I could tell a nigga that's fake it from a mile away because my head starts throbbing. Cologne just irritates me as it is, but cologne on must makes my head throb. And females, you know, have more liquids flowing than guys. And if your ass pat and push, something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Okay? You gotta wash, douche. I mean, don't douche every day, twice a day, because then you're fucking up the insides of your body. But, I mean, me personally, the insides of my body are fucked up. So I go, like, once a week, regardless if you don't have any push or not. Because I just like that baby powder, fresh scent coming out my shit. Unlike some females, you know, walking around like they shit don't stink and you got a tampon with a string coming out the crack of their ass. That is not just, it's not good. No.
That's probably TMI for most of the fellas listening right now, I'm sure.
Okay, if your girl go to give you a hug and she backed up, there's too much musk on musk, okay? So, yeah, and females, if you wonder why your man don't want to do what he normally started off doing,
dush. Because Reese said so.
Yeah, because Reese said so, and that's how the F it is, okay? I said F it is. I did not use any profanities. I said that's how the F it is. I speak it straight truth from my point of view. I can't base it on nobody else's. I'm telling you what I think, because I'm looking on how a nigga would interpret the situation, and I'm looking on how a female would interpret the situation, and I put them two together, and I include my interpretation of the situation, okay? And it's because I said so.
To that. too much. You heard it here first, you people. Sexy Sunday's in the building. We have a caller. Caller 2099, you are with Sexy Saturdays.
Hey, y'all need to make Reese a permanent host. Not a co-host, a permanent host. I'm serious.
Thank you, thank you.
Like Reese's family. I always seen her back in the day, but I never knew she had this, like, this knowledge with funniness, with like storytelling. Like she has a gift to speak.
She brings an imagination to a whole new, right?
thank you.
For real.
Thank
like,
you.
Like y'all need to do that for real on point. She on point with that shit. My boy got her right now. Niggas leaving, looking at me like a security guard, like, what the fuck he laughing at? Is he laughing at me? Is he crazy? I hope he don't have a pistol because this nigga crazy.
He's like, let me record this conversation and take it home and play it for my girl. Hold on. Girl, once again, if your man ain't doing to you what he was doing at the beginning when y'all first got together, dush. Because I know that's what you're talking about.
Mm-mm.
Hey, maybe dudes will go down and eat more.
Nah,
they,
you got to keep it trim.
Right?
You got to keep it. Okay, look. For females that think about shit like that, okay, and wonder what their problem is, let me tell you, because I definitely do not have that problem, okay? I dush, I keep it trimmed, and I go get my shit checked periodically, not every 3 months. I get it checked monthly, okay? So that way I got my papers posted up on the wall just in case I wanted to be a little hoe and all y'all niggas coming in, but like, check this out. I have a clean bill of health. You know what the fuck you about to do, right?
Hey, you go on my page. If you go on my page, my test results is on my Facebook.
No way.
What is that?
No sweat.
Hey, the only reason why I did that because my cousin, we were talking about getting tested, and I was like, man, that's a good topic. Getting tested. Everybody's having sex, but nobody's getting tested at the end of the day. Everybody's
what
not wearing protection. Nobody's not wearing protection, and then I get tested, and then like the whole thing is nobody's laying down before they talking about it. Like,
yeah,
when the last time you been tested?
Nobody. My name's Sharice Marie. It happens due to my health situation. I did it before all my health situation took place. I like to know what's going on with my body. I give a fuck.
Yeah.
When all the females go to jail, the people sit in front of you with a desk and a table and all the little pee in the cups. I call them pee in the cups because you got to pee in the cup. So all the little pee in the cups, and they sit here and say, okay, we're going to take your blood to get it tested. We're going to take your pee to get it tested. Everybody's sitting there scratching their neck, turning their head. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Oh, hold up. I'll be first. Here we go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Be scared.
I'm like, no, I'm not scared for the simple reason I like to know what's going on with my body. I like to know just in case I do catch something or it's a possibility, which it's not a possibility with me because everybody knows me. I'm straightforward and blunt to the situation. Nigga, you got something, I ain't fucking with you, but... You know, this is the thing. I like to know what's up with my body. They're going to tell me, okay, well, you got a little rash. I know what that's for. I'll tell you what that's for. I'll put too much laundry detergent in my clothes and pack that shit so it's irritated. Okay, that's what it is.
I test,
okay? Not a problem. I'll let you know what it is. You see that right there? Look, this is what it's from. It ain't from the STD. Yeah. It ain't from shit that can't be cured. No. I like to know what's wrong with my body just in case you do got something. I mean, a pap smear. They stick them big-ass Q-tips up your shit and swab the sides, okay? Normal means you're good. Abnormal means you're bad. You said abnormal. What's wrong? You got too much medication in your system. I got a heart condition. That's okay. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I can catch something if it's been told that I have it. I can catch it. I can treat it. I don't have to worry about symptoms getting worse.
Yeah.
Unlike some females, the way today shit start falling off, this nasty ass smell coming out of it, they ain't even bleeding. It ain't even blood no more. It's tar. What the fuck is that?
Hey, for real, that's some true shit. I had a female send me a pic, and her pussy looked deformed. Her pussy looked deformed, and I stopped talking to her. Off of that shit, I was like, what's wrong with your pussy? Like, if I had the picture right now, like, sincerity, y'all be like, what's wrong with that bitch?
Okay, I can understand why you, of all people, would be like, what's wrong with it? But
you know, some people, and I mean, niggas is stupid when it comes to getting the right female, just like some females are stupid when it comes to getting the right nigga. If you catch a female and she's up to your potential liking, I guess you could say that, because I know half of the niggas in Palmdale got way too high standards. half of the niggas in Palmdale, you know, those sit there and set them standards up high, and she may look nice, but it's something about her that's going to turn you off. And ask her. Don't sit here and stop talking to her because it's something about her that turns you off. Try to get her to change it. If the bitch don't want to make a sacrifice for the relationship of you and her, I mean, given that she don't have kids or that the kids is already taken care of, if she don't want to make a sacrifice, then it's better to move on anyway. Just like if a nigga don't want to make a sacrifice, okay, now, you were talking about her shit didn't look right. Huh?
Go ahead. It takes two, babe. Go ahead. You're right.
It takes two. You got to make a sacrifice to get a sacrifice and to make shit work, of course. Everybody should know that. And those of you who don't know it and that's just writing it down for the first time in life, put it in big black bold letters and post that shit in the front middle of your wall, okay? Okay?
Crazy.
But, you know, niggas that got crust on the tip of their shit, okay, for some females, they can't work with that. Okay, I know you got something. I just need to know if it's curable or if it's not curable. If it's not curable, I'm sorry, baby, not trying to bust the bubble, but keep it pushing. If it's curable, we can work with you, but it's like a diet. We're going to have to get you on a steady fucking plan, okay? We're going to have to get you on medicated.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah. Wow. We're going to have to get you highly medicated, okay? Highly medicated. Fix your problem before your problem go into somebody else and become their problem. Okay, your problem. Keep you medicated because, you know, like some people, they think if you keep taking cough drops and stuff, wait. If you keep taking cough drops and stuff, you take the cough drop before you get the cough, you won't get the cough. That's a damn lie.
Crazy.
Okay? But it'll help your cough. So keep your medication, take your medication, fix your medicated problem, and then keep up with your hygiene, your standards. Just don't go and poke your shit in anything that lets you poke. Nigga, I can cut a circle on an orange and put some termites in that shit. And I know about those niggas that come and poke you.
Hey, I like to take showers, females. I like to scrub down there and make sure everything is all good. I bath my woman, give her a bath.
I like that right there because
that
I'm the bitch.
For real.
I'm the bitch. I'm the bitch that'll get in the shower with the nigga, put a little bit of bleach on the towel, lather up the soap, and be like, let me show you something. It's called a figure eight. Up, over, around, and under. If you're not satisfied,
hey, I need somebody to get my back for real
like too. I ain't talking about no back, nigga.
Oh, well, you can do anything. If you go ahead and do everything, I'll let you go ahead and show me what to do with it. You might teach me something new.
Yeah.
You heard it at first, people. You heard it at first. You tuned in to Sexy Saturdays right here. We going crazy, stupid, dumb in the building right now. We just talked about we were going from welfare all the way to figure
crust
right.
On the tip of your shit. No.
I understand it. It is what it is. It's Sexy Saturdays. You tuned in right now. Let's get into this next caller, though, that was hopping on the line with us. 0610-0610. You on live with Sexy Saturdays. Who is this and where you calling from?
Calling from Detroit. I'd like to hear from Ashton Martin.
Ashton Martin, of course. What song would you hear from him?
Juice.
That's what's up. We just played not too long ago, but we definitely going to play it again. It's not a problem because that is the jam right now.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling, showing love. We was on one right now. So let's definitely get back into the music because I know we on one right now. So let's take a little intermission. Let's get into this Ashton Martin, Juice.
Fuck all you hoes. Fuck all you hoes. I'm so classic, da-da-da-da, you're so mad, my bad, I'm so classic, you're so mad, gon' fake your whole life, baby, that's so sad, them niggas take me for my, she wanna drink about my, I make them pay me for my, so what you think about my juice?
do. At the time, it seemed like the boy couldn't get a break. Nigga work consider great, but I'm just trying to roll the tape. I'm living in the state where the crab is in the lake, and everybody want the crumbs up the plate you never ate. Is it cause I'm undeniable, or is it my fate? I swear the people I'm around, they get me feeling like a great. I think it's catching up, man, a reefer and a drink. I'm trying to slow down, 30, 28, like you can't. The fuck did you think, man, his life is but a gamble. I don't think the pressure's greater than the weight that I can handle. I'm flipping through the channel, blowing cushions through the roof, trying to see a 100 bands before they take me from my shoes.
I'm so classic, you're so mad. Gonna fake your whole life, baby, that's so sad. Them niggas take me for mine, she wanna drink about mine. I make them pay me for mine, so what you think about mine? I'm so classic, you're so mad. Gonna fake your whole life, baby, that's so sad. Them niggas take me for mine, she wanna drink about mine. I make them pay me for mine, so what you think about mine? My juice, yeah. My juice, ay, my juice, but my juice, ay. I be thugging out in public, hoes love it. I be buzzing with a bottle of Moscato, blow exotic by the onion. Occasionally with models and Ramadas getting blunted. Y'all niggas want the honey, but I just want the money. Y'all funny, but I'ma go and hit it with the razor. Try to scrape up all the paper, make the cheapest like the Laker. My clique so militant, we something like the Taker. Keep talking at your real, but got potential of a faker. Just because you got a gun, don't mean that you will shoot it. Lately, I've been off the rack, you put a tennis ball through it. I've been slipping through the channel. I'm gonna push through the roof, trying to see a 100 bands before they take me from my juice.
I'm so classic, you're so mad. Gonna fake your whole life, baby, that's so sad. Them niggas take me for mine, she wanna drink about mine. I make them pay me for mine, so what you think about mine? I'm so classic, you're so mad. Gonna fake your whole life, baby, that's so sad. Them niggas take me for mine, she wanna drink about mine. I make them pay me for mine, so what you think about mine? My juice, yeah. My juice, ay, my juice, but my juice, ay.
Soft skin.
What's good, everybody? We back. It's your girl Amanda Baby G, holding it down right here. Sexy Saturdays, every Saturday from 12 to 2, doing my thing. On the line, we have our girl, funny as hell, I know. Y'all over here laughing. I'm laughing. My face is hurting right now because I'm laughing so hard. She's speaking that real. Our girl Reese in the building, speaking that real, being funny, all that good stuff, talking about figure eights and all that.
Over, around, and under. Pull the skin back, okay? Scrub. Get a toothbrush just for your personal liking. Soft, medium, or hard, you know, the bristles, to make sure you get it clean.
Too much. Man, I like I said, we went from welfare, talking about welfare, to
the crust on the tip of your well. Hey. It's all a part of life, though. It's all everyday things that happen to people, not in that particular order. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that's scared to speak on the subject or don't know how to speak on the subject. I tell it like it is. Tell it how it just pops up in my head, like a light bulb. When you turn the switch on, it just ding. Okay, hey, look, this is what I'm hearing. So this is what I'm saying. And if I'm wrong, I admit to myself being wrong, because there's not a lot of people out there that'll say when they're wrong. Is that I'm just being real with myself. I will admit when I'm wrong. I will apologize. I will not say I'm sorry. I will apologize because I'm not sorry for being me.
I heard that.
Okay, so I will let it be known. If I am wrong, I do apologize. But coming from my mouth with my thoughts and how I see it, anyway, hell, I'm never going to be wrong with one of y'all, so I'm good.
I mean, everybody has their own point of views. Everybody sees things differently. Everybody speaks that real in a different form or matter.
Which in my case, with me speaking my opinion, it's not yours, it's not theirs, it's mine.
Yeah.
I will never be wrong. So, like I said.
In Reese's world, you're not wrong.
Yeah. But in other worlds, if I am wrong and it's a proven fact that I am wrong, or somebody has the proof, I will admit that I am wrong and I will apologize to your face. I won't Facebook you, my bad. I won't text you, look, you were right. I will say I apologize. Okay, you will hear the words from my mouth. I apologize. Everybody, you hear that, because you ain't going to hear it too often. But I apologize in advance.
So most likely you're always right, I guess, or everybody agrees with you if you don't apologize too often.
No, what it is if I don't know nothing about it, I'm going to say I don't know anything about it, and I'm not going to speak about it because I'm not going to put my foot in my mouth or somebody else's foot up my ass. So if I don't know about it, I'll find out about it and tell you this is what I think. But if I don't know about it, again, I'm not going to say anything about it.
True. And most people should follow that motto. If you don't know, don't say. I mean, especially like what it says, like if you can't say anything nice, don't say nothing at all. I like that. I'm feeling that.
I can say something mean and it sound nice.
Depending on what the topic may be.
Give me a topic.
Well, I know you were talking about people washing their ass and that you would rather
like,
wash them for just wash themselves.
Your secret is yodeling. I use secret and it don't tell, but your secret is yodeling. Translation, yo ass stink, nigga. You're fucking yelling. It's loud as hell. If I can smell you, they can smell you, you can smell you.
Okay.
I said I use secret and it's not telling. Your secret is yodeling. Don't you think that was nice?
Not really. Honestly, not.
Okay, you would take it offensively, but if we was in a whole, you know, environment where it's crowded as hell, and somebody just come up to you and be like, "Damn, what the fuck is that smell? Is that you?" And they just put you on blast. If I come up to you and I look you dead in your face, I don't raise my tone of voice. I don't lower it and lean over in your ear. I don't do nothing. If anybody's paying attention, they pay attention. But I just say, your secret is yodeling. I use secret and don't tell. It'll take a minute for the – okay, let me rephrase it. It'll take about 5-6 seconds for the next nosy-ass person to understand what I'm talking about.
Right.
But I'm telling you to your face. I ain't like, what the fuck, bitch? Do you have you ever heard of? Hello. They got spray. They got roll-on. They got clear. They got antiperspirant. They got all this shit. You know, they can put some baking soda up under them arms or something. Okay? I mean, there's so many different rituals. Yeah, walk around with your arms taped together over your head or something. Let your shit air out. I don't know, do something. But I let you know in a nice way. And I didn't put you on blast where everybody sit there and start laughing, because it's a lot of 5 seconds later people in this world where they don't catch on until it's 5 seconds later. So I said your secret is yellowing. I use secret and you don't tell. You, because when I said I use secret, and you seen the gesture when I lifted my arm, you know what I'm talking about.
So it's not that much of a secret.
Secret deodorant, hello? No. But, I mean, I didn't put you on blast. I didn't do it intentionally to hurt your feelings.
Right, right.
I'm trying to help you help yourself not be put on blast from somebody that, because I'm telling you now, if it was my mama next behind me, she'd be, what the fuck is that? Oh, hell, is that you? And she'd point. Say your name. Give, if she had flashing cards with lights that pointed to you, she'd plug them in.
You kind of sound like your mama right now.
You know what? Smack yourself. And I said that in a nice way. I love you, mama. If you're listening, if somebody called you and told you to call and listen, no sense to you. I just tell it like it is. And I'm out of arm's reach, so ha-ha.
We still have 2099 caller on the line right now. I don't know if he want to still talk, say his piece, you know.
I'm just
I know you listening right now.
I'm enjoying this.
I know.
So much.
Am I wrong or am I right? I mean,
you're right. You're right. You are so right. And you doing it in a nice way. Like, look, yeah, you humming right now. You need to go ahead.
That's
and jump
not
in
a
the
hum.
Club, whatever you
That's
gotta do.
That's a gospel hymn.
I said humming.
I said that's
humming.
Not a hum. That's a gospel hymn, like wow.
Oh shit.
Wow.
I'm just smiling right now. I'm just cheesing. I'm just like trying to. People around me, I'm trying to keep my posture as a security guard. And I ain't trying to get written up, so I'm just
That's not
going to
work
right
if you on the phone with us.
I know, right? My advice to you, thank you for tuning in, but we don't want you to get fired. So
yeah,
because
I'm not paying your bills. I am
yeah.
not paying your bills.
We are not going to get sued. We are not liable.
That's what we're going to do.
Like,
y'all gonna have
like
to
I said, like I said, Reese needs to be on here, definitely.
Thank you.
Definitely. I mean, like, somebody needs to wake up. Get up, get ready for work and shit. Like, oh yeah, tune in on Saturday morning. Get your ass
hey,
up and get where you need to be.
Let's see what Reese talking about today. What shit she got to say? Who's she talking about today?
Most definitely, because we always talking about somebody. You already know how we keep it real, right?
No,
here.
No,
oh, hey, you know,
we're not talking about,
no.
We're not talking about somebody. We're talking about a certain way somebody
right, yeah.
is. It don't necessarily yeah. have to be you, but if you could relate to it, that's telling you a whole lot of something, don't you think?
Yeah.
Right. Like, if your answer to yes to all these questions, then you must seek help immediately.
It's like, don't even answer question 4, 5, and 6. Go to question 13.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man.
We that's what we do. Sexy Saturdays, you tuned in. It's Bang Out Radio. We play all your hottest artists, and of course,
the hottest topics
as well. We talk to gossip. You tuned in. It's Sexy Saturdays. Amanda Baby G, of course, my girl Reese in the building. Over here laughing it up on this afternoon. Depending on what time zone you're in, this may be the morning. So you're on your way to work or you're on lunch break, tune in.
Come here, Mama.
We got you.
Smiling from ear to ear.
I'm just going to say your
I'm telling you, my cheeks are hurting. Yeah, exactly. My cheeks is hurting right now. Like, I'm like, can't stop laughing right now. It's bananas. She's crazy. I mean, this is what
I'm not crazy. I'm just telling the truth.
Hey, she speaks from her heart, though. She, you know, she can't hold it back. She gonna let it all loose, because if she don't,
I mean,
she gonna, like,
do,
damn.
I mean, at the end of the day, that is what we do. With Sexy Sides, we keep it real. We keep 100.
Mm-hmm.
We speak that real. If you don't, can't tell it to your friends, then come tell it to us.
My friends know. They look at me like, okay, this is the person that we're going to bring our new girls around. If she can't get, I'm on the phone. If she can't get along with them, there's no use for me to get with her, to be with her. So they bring her around. I'll be like, what the hell are you doing with that booger wolf? Like a booger wolf. A butterhead, hell no, nigga, not even with the lights off.
Wow.
And if I don't like her attitude, I'm putting her on blast. Who the fuck is it? You know who I? You don't know who I am, do you? Let me tell you something. Get out.
Everybody can tell that she's an older cousin, right?
Of course. That is my job. That's what I do. My daily duties is to sit here and be the protector of my family. That's why I'm still here to this day, and I thank God and my daughter and my family and friends who pray for me and everything. I thank them every day, or I try to, and if I don't, you know I'm thanking you now, okay?
I heard that. Definitely. We're speaking that real. Definitely appreciate everybody tuned in, because we're wildly crazy on this Saturday right now. Having a good time, always willing to put a smile on your face wherever you are, in the afternoon, in the morning, all that good stuff, wherever you at. Appreciate everybody tuning in to Sexy Saturdays. Without further ado, let's get into some more music right now. And let's do that. Bang out.
Bang out.
My love is the hell realm, and I'll stick demons on ya. Attracted to the way you walk, as well as your stare, your skin tone, your facial features, and the smell of your hair. I was kinda scared at first, yes, I'll admit it. Taking over with every breath I breathe. Reality's a sad thing, I really don't wanna see you leave. Let me massage your back, kiss on your shoulders, and rub on your feet. Whatever happens, just know it's between you and me.
My emotions are running high, gotta tell you how to summertime.
Are you looking me, looking me? Can't get enough for your body.
We can do just what you like. Get comfortable, relax your mind.
Cause boy, I mean what I see you. Wrap your arms all over my body.
It's amazing. These mind games got me jetting off. I'm hesitating, waiting for it. I need to just knock it off. I really can't control myself when you were next to me. It's like the fight from 12 things burning, but patiently. Our eyes cross when I get stuck in different time zones. The world is fading around me, but I don't think we should move on. My emotions are running, and I know this is what we both want.
My emotions are running high.
She loves me not, but that won't stop her from licking on my lollipop. Shorty does a freak for show. She made me curl my toes, all because she sucked my soul. Yeah, she touched the right spots, but I'm a freak too, so I lick a hot pot. I'm a grown ass man, yo, equal opportunity, feeling like a marigold. Round and round, now here we go. Keep the lights on, girl, but just dim them low. Candle smells all in the air. Won't you quit playing, girl, and come over here. Full-time goon, part-time doughboy, but this is what it do. So, baby, what it do? Tell you what it don't mean. Fall in love with you. See me now? Or see me later, blowing purple kush clouds up and down like elevators. Now we pop the pill, doing what we do, girl, yeah, you know the deal. And this is sex therapy. Listen up close, girl, to what they telling me. I mean what I'm telling you. Don't you wanna be my boo?
Solo star, smelled in your mouth and not your hand. In success lane, speed and catch me if you can. I think you like the chase, you probably my number one fan. I don't work hard, I will effortlessly take your man, yeah. He say my pussy is his favorite dish. And to feed his appetite, be like his only wish, yeah. He love the smell and the taste of it. Fuck his lips and tongue, he put his whole face in. I laugh, but I ain't lying, though. Fuck that Aquafina, so upgraded, call it Fiji Flow. If you let him tell you he don't do that, you's a silly hoe. Pussy got prerequisites, without head, I can't never go. So take a lick, sample it. It ain't hard, use your tongue, write your name in it. Just take a lick, sample it. If you do that right, I just might see how else you handle it.
See me now, or see me later. Blowing purple kush clouds up and down like elevators. Now we pop the pill, doing what we do, girl. Yeah, you know the deal. And this is sex therapy. Listen up close, girl, to what they telling me. I mean what I'm telling you. Don't you wanna be my boo?
What's good, everybody? You back. It's your girl, Amanda Baby G, right here. Sexy Saturdays on Bang Out Radio. We being crazy, being silly. I don't know if you heard us, if you was tuned in, but we was going. The topic was all over the place. I know it was. I'm sure y'all was laughing from ear to ear, smiling from ear to ear. We were laughing. My cheeks hurt. I mean, speaking that real, it's so funny. I know, Reese, you was on one today. I must say.
I'm on one every day. What can I say? It's that water pill.
We got callers calling in right now. So our show's getting down to the nitty gritty. So let's get to these callers before we head out. Caller 2235, you on with Sexy Saturdays. Who's this and where you're calling from?
This is Frankie Chains, and I'm calling from the Murder Mitten, better known as Michigan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm just calling in. I wanted to know if I could hear that that I know somebody from Ashton Martin.
That's what's up. Most definitely. We're going to get that on for you.
And I appreciate it, you know, just for letting me get on the line and everything, because I've been calling and I finally got in and been liking what I've heard, and I want to give a shout out to all of the upcoming artists. Keep it real, man. If it ain't real, it ain't right. We need to have that substance in, you know, substance in the music, man, because we teaching the kids the wrong thing. I had my little niece the other day. It's my sister. She told me, go ahead and show your uncle your new dance, and I couldn't believe it. And I'm like,
oh, man.
You know, but other than that, I'm going to keep it moving. That's something Dr. Phil going to have to help me out with. You understand me?
You can't blame that all on your sister. Kids pick up their own little things at the same time. Because, I mean, when I took my daughter for Head Start, one of the first things that she was doing, she was getting to be flanked in, and all you hear is F-U, nigga, F-U-C-K. I popped in the mouth. Where the hell? Hello? Not here? Who taught you that?
Right,
song. Song, no. Well, you don't do it here, okay? You do that at home when I can't hear you, so your lip won't get busted again, but not here. Ever since then, she just took the she rock.
Yeah, that's what's up, my people. But yeah, I mean, big ups to everything y'all doing out there. I appreciate y'all leaking my man music and everything, and supporting him and supporting everybody else that's out here grinding. You know, I just wanted to get that off of my chest and let y'all know how I felt.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you calling in. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we'll definitely get that song on for you, most definitely.
My mom keeps calling.
Well, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, everybody. We definitely going to play that song for our boy. He's showing love and spitting that knowledge right quick in the game. Most definitely. Man, we going to play these songs right now because we're getting down. But I want to appreciate everybody for listening and tuning in and speaking their piece and getting to the concept of just gossiping. And show. Say that again.
The truth, capital T R U T H.
Yeah, that's what we're speaking. We're speaking that real. We're speaking that truth. That's what we do. You tuned in to Sexy Saturday. It's your girl, Abanda Baby G, especially my special co-host of the day, Reese, in the building. Spending her point of view and making you laugh and all that good stuff. I know you at work trying to keep a straight face or. You know, I don't know what you're trying to do. I don't know what you're doing right now, where you at right now, but I'm sure y'all laughing because I'm laughing. Had a good time.
Look, so you won't get fired in next weekend so he can know what it is that you're doing while you're at work. Okay, he understand. He will completely understand why you cannot hold your composure at work because you listen to us or her and I'm co-hosting or however you choose to see it, but it's the truth.
Crazy. I know y'all understand that because I don't understand that.
Because Reese said so.
We'll leave it at that. But once again, I appreciate everybody tuning in to Sexy Saturday. It's your girl, Amanda Baby G. Every Saturday, tune in. Call us up. Don't forget to press 1-661-621-7559. Once again, it's 661-621-7559. Don't forget to log on to bangoutradio.com. Make your profile. Add me as a friend. And definitely stay tuned for next Saturday. We got some high fire for you. More indie artists in the building. All you artists out there, send your music to Bangout Radio. Once again, the email is sexysaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All you DJs out there, too, I'm looking for your mixes. If you know somebody that knows somebody, hit me up and let me know what's going on. I appreciate for listening. And tune in next Saturday. Let's get into Aston Martin, I Know Somebody. Thank you for listening.
I'm in the club, and I'm going ham. Somewhere in Birmingham, I mean damn. Hey, this bitch named Pam, she said my song damn. My name A, she said where you stay. I told her in the D. She a geek, said I like your chain. I think that shit is me. Fucking gnarly, you should join my party. Shouty, we should meet. Yeah, the sweet, thank for body weak. You should come and see. See your man, you know he's a square. But he got that guap. Say he rap, shit with all that money. Why his city drop? Plus he not, plus he always hate on everything he ain't. By the way, my name's circulating all around his face. What you think? Cause I'm riding dolo, body full of photo. Put the promo, I'll jump out the photo. Hit you like I told you shit. Hey, don't play around. And my tones murder people. Them pistols by the pound. If you're not a shark, nobody can say bark. Man, I know somebody that knows somebody that tell you boys I know somebody that knows 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 somebody that shoot up, sipping my latte in rooms with my shoes up, losing get bruised up.
out of bed.